This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Tom Pashley is the president of the Pinehurst Resort, the host of the 2014 U.S. Men's and Women's Opens. Things are still busy at Pinehurst. They're preparing for summertime, and they are preparing for another major golf championship. We'll talk about that. It's a pleasure to welcome my friend Tom Pashley back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Tom.
Good day, John. It's, as we like to say, it's a beautiful day again in Pinehurst.
Yeah, I'm sure. You kill me every time you say that. please tell me that the golf fan, Tom Pashley, the fellow who has hosted big events, watched the Players over the weekend. What did you think of that?
It was great theater to think about somebody stepping to that 17th hole, you know, six times, I guess, over the course of the week and getting five birdies. Pretty phenomenal. Enjoyed watching it. Couldn't be happier with how it ended. And the neat thing for me was that my 8-year-old son was interested in watching it as well. So it's just one of those things right now. Golf is, I think, on a great roll, and it's good to see young players winning, and interest in golf is growing.
Was he interested because of Ricky?
He was interested because of Ricky, yes. He saw Ricky here during the Open. But he's also, on a side note, he's participating in the PGA Junior League program.
Good for him.
So golf is just, you know, it's beginning to be one of those things. He's a little league baseball, soccer player, all the sports, but the PGA has done a nice job with their Junior League program, and it's got him hooked. So it was fun to sit there and watch it with him.
When you oversee a facility such as you do at Pinehurst, and you stage an event of that scale, do you hope for a finish like that?
You really do. I mean, we've been very fortunate, obviously, in 1999 with the Payne Stewart victory coming down to the 72nd hole of the U.S. Open. We got spoiled early, and it does make all the difference in the world in terms of how you remember the week. In 2005, Michael Campbell won, and it wasn't nearly as dramatic at the end of the tournament. So, 2005 is less memorable. And then coming down in 14, you had Martin Kaymer really won it on Thursday and Friday. He was 10 under after two rounds and separated himself from the pack. So Kaymer, while, you know, a great champion, a major winner, people will maybe not remember that as well as they'll remember Michelle Wee, who had a great lead, but then she gave two strokes back on the 16th hole. You really do want a memorable championship and a champion that you hope will continue to win and just keep the memories of your championship in the forefront of the mind.
You know, you bring up 2005. Did you see recently where Michael Campbell has sort of stepped away from the game and said he's going to do something else?
I saw that, and we had hoped that he might have an opportunity to come back and be part of the 14 Opens last year, but that didn't work. So, yeah, sorry to see him retire, and you know, like we said, it's nice when the person who wins your championship goes on and continues to win and continues to be relevant, and unfortunately that just didn't quite work out that way for Michael. But he did a interview with us in the months leading up to the Open, and he has great, you know, memories obviously of his win here at Pinehurst, and we're sorry to see him retire.
Before we go forward, I want to talk about the big announcement you made earlier this week. I want to talk about summertime in Pinehurst. I want to take it back a week. You did a unique event on the property last weekend, the Pinehurst Concours d'Elegance. For those who don't know what that is, I want to hear you explain what it is.
Well, it really is unique. There are Concours d'Elegances in other markets. Pebble Beach has had one for over 60 years. Mm-hmm. I believe there's one at Amelia Island. Hilton Head has one. But it is it really is hard to explain. I mean, it's a beautiful, elegant car show where vintage automobiles, are paraded out onto the lawn. We use the first holes, of course, 3 and 5. So you've got this beautiful emerald green fairway with a wonderful vintage car that's, you know, been restored and has a beautiful paint colors. Then you've got, you know, beautiful blue skies, the May skies in Pinehurst. It was great weather. You have, I think over the course of the day, John, there were about 8,000 spectators who came, and there were 120 of the cars in the concourse show field, and then there were also a bunch of, I'd say, over 100 club cars. So the Ferrari Club, the Porsche Club, all those people brought their cars to exhibit them. So it's really a unique opportunity to come to Pinehurst and be part of a golf, you know, environment, but you're in a beautiful car show. It's the Pinehurst Concours d'Elegance, and they've got a great website. You know, million cars that they had a Ferrari last year that was a $25 million Ferrari. It doesn't make sense to me, but they're wonderfully restored cars that at a historic place like Pinehurst, those cars used to drive around this town. So it's neat to see them back here restored, and it just feels like a unique Pinehurst type of event.
Are you amazed at that industry and the amount of passionate people that are in it?
Yes, it's not that much different, I guess, from our industry in golf, in that there are people who have a depth of knowledge. To me, I don't know the difference between any of these different automobiles, and I can't imagine a judge being able to look at one car versus another and you know, give one the best in show. But yeah, there's a whole group of people who follow this passionately, who read the magazines, who watch the television shows, and they're just as passionate about the automobile industry as we are about the golf industry.
Does it introduce new people to the resort?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, it's one of those things. It's a different type of person who's coming here, but it's a great demographic. It's you know, a group that we hope will come back. They may discover Pinehurst while they're visiting for the show, and we hope that they'll continue to come back. And you got to be careful, because I'm not a car person, but I've done this now 3 years, and I kind of look at some of these cars and I say, well, that might, you know, we've got room in the garage. I wonder if my wife would let me fix one of those up.
No.
So they say it can be habit forming if you get too into it.
We're talking with Tom Pashley, the president of the Pinehurst Resort. Let's talk about your big announcement from earlier this week. You're bringing back the U.S. Amateur.
Yes, the USGA announced this week that the 2019 U.S. Amateur will be held at Pinehurst. It marks our third United States Amateur. We had our first one in 1962. More recently, 2008, when Danny Lee won at Pinehurst. And so August of 2019 will be the return. It's going to be the 10th USGA Championship we've had the opportunity to host. We're excited about it for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, the world's best amateurs competing at Pinehurst is great. But the secondary course, you know, they play two courses in qualifying rounds. They're going to play number 2, and then they're also going to play Pinehurst number 8.
Okay.
So for us, it's a great opportunity to have the best players in the world go out and play Pinehurst number 8, which I happen to think is one of our best courses that a lot of people may not know about yet. It was built in 1995 to celebrate the centennial anniversary of Pinehurst. Resort guests who go out there absolutely love it, but we think it's going to be a wonderful challenge for these great AMs.
You know, by my count, and you mentioned the earlier events, by my count, that's about 6 USGA events at Pinehurst in the last 20 years, 4 U.S. Opens, a couple of U.S. Amateurs. Have you guys sort of found your rhythm to this?
I think we really have. I think, you know, Pinehurst didn't host. We had the 1962 USAM was our first USGA event, and then we didn't have another one until 1989, the Women's AM. But now that you get into it and you begin to develop kind of the infrastructure, you know, the flow, the USGA gets comfort with the golf course and how to set it up, it really is a nice flow. And what we do really well particularly with the U.S. Amateur. Pinehurst is such a large property with five courses starting out of the same clubhouse. We have a lot of size, and when you have an amateur, the field, I think, is 356 players or 364 players. It takes a lot of size and scale to pull something like that off, and we just happen to do it really well. We're in a nice flow and rhythm with the USGA. They were very involved in the restoration of Pinehurst number 2, so you know, kind of walking in lockstep with them through that restoration process has them feeling very comfortable with the number 2 golf course. And now that we have Bermuda grass greens on Pinehurst number 2 and Pinehurst number 8, by the way, the conditioning that we'll be able to present in August is going to be championship quality.
You know, speaking of that, Tom, you're not going to say any. I don't want you to say anything you can't say. I'm sure you're in a rota of some shape or fashion for another men's open. But I haven't thought about asking you this. Would you entertain another women's open?
We would be happy to entertain it. Obviously, it was a great success. It adds a whole different feel. You know, the women's open was so different than the U.S. Open. It brings a different crowd. We would absolutely be interested. They've had a great history of the Women's Open in this area, mm-hmm. at Pine Needles. So, you know, prior to the back-to-back Opens, Pine Needles had kind of become the home of the Women's Open here in the Sandhills. But if the USGA was interested in doing it here again, absolutely.
Let's talk about summertime at the resort. Why is summertime a great time to come to Pinehurst?
Well, one of the things I mentioned, that over the past several years we've been transitioning some of our putting surfaces from bent grass to Bermuda grass, and we now feel like we can offer a great variety to folks in terms of conditioning. Bent grass in the summertime is oftentimes struggling to stay alive, and you're out kind of nursing it through the summer, but the Bermuda grass thrives in the summertime, so we can really offer a level of conditioning now than we were previously unable to. You get great values. You know, it is a slower time of year for us, so we're able to offer special promotions. We have a third night free package called the Summer Tee. So a third night and a third round of golf for free. So we're able to do some really nice things with value. And we have a wonderful pool facility, by the way. When you're traveling in the summer and you need a place to cool off, right there by the Carolina Hotel, there's a great pool facility. And we have a wonderful spa, so when you do, you can go out early in the morning, try to beat the heat, get your round of golf in, and then find a place to cool down in the afternoons.
Before I let you go, we talked about this the last time you were on the program, recently adding a ninth course there. It used to be Pinehurst National, so you've had it for a little while now. How has that course blended into the mix of golf?
We're hearing great feedback from our guests who have had an opportunity to go out there. It's a Jack Nicklaus signature course, so it's nice to be able to have a Nicklaus course in the Pinehurst collection now. It was added in June, right before the Open. We were really busy and have, you know, we're focused on the Open, obviously, but now we've been able to integrate it into our offerings. We've kind of changed some of the maintenance practices to make it consistent with the other Pinehurst courses. It's been fantastic, and it's another course that features great bent grass greens that were redone only 2 years ago. So the conditioning levels out at number 9 are superb. It's a wonderful clubhouse that it's kind of that private club experience that people have become accustomed to. You can get over to number 9, get away from kind of the hustle and bustle, if you will, that sometimes comes with Pinehurst. And over there, you feel like it's kind of your own private club for the day.
He heads up a great team at one of the great resorts in the world, Pinehurst, in Pinehurst, North Carolina. He is Tom Pashley. Tom, I always appreciate the time to talk about one of my favorite spots. Thanks for taking the time to do this.
It is always a pleasure to speak with you, and hope that we get to see you here in Pinehurst sometime soon, John.
Thank you, Tom.